Kula share number 30. The teachings today are so in sync with our calendar, and I think so appropriate for Tanit Esther. We've said this week that, you know, we really can't judge. We're trying to answer the question, trying to make sense of why would redemption, why would the beginning of redemption, why would the return to the land have been brought about through Jews whose connection to the land of Israel, or not only to Judaism, was so limited. But let's remember, it's Tanit Esther. When Haman said in the Megillah, Yeshna Am Echad Mefuzam Meforad Ben Ha'amim, there's this nation, they are divisive, they are scattered throughout the people, they behave weirdly, they don't keep the laws of the king. He didn't break it down into, well, this Kehillah is a bit more normal, that Kehillah is a bit more extreme, that one, I don't know what they are. He just spoke about all of us as a collective. And that's really how we have to see each other. Now, that doesn't mean that from a halachic point of view, we're not obligated, or it's not, you know, it's inappropriate to teach people Torah, to try and encourage mitzvah observance. And it's simply not true to say that a religious Jew shouldn't feel sadness that Torah is being violated. But it's not the person that we are distressed about. It's the concept of law. We don't judge the person, we look at the act. And that's something that needs to really be focused on. So here's a final solution, a final perspective. The Tashbetz provides us with another interesting point. If you know the history, he says that no nation ever succeeded in settling the land of Israel. The land simply couldn't take them, rejected them because of their evil ways. And what happened? The land was desolate for 2,000 years. We know from travelers, Jewish and non-Jewish, the land was really quite an awful place. Thorns and thistles, a wasteland, desert land, malaria swamps. And he writes, Eretz Yisrael vomits out sinners, as it says in the Torah, your enemies will be desolate upon it. That is, even non-Jewish people who try to live there will not succeed because then they're not living the correct way. This is why Eretz Yisrael is currently desolate, without any inhabited walled cities like other lands. According to this understanding, the pioneers should have failed. What changed? Why were they successful? In terms of their lifestyle, they also weren't living the correct way according to Jewish values. So why did the land smile upon these people and frown on so many others that came before? So the truth is, we have no way of knowing who is more important and precious in God's eyes. We lack the proper tools needed to judge other people, which really means we shouldn't. Only Hashem knows who has enough merit to bring about redemption. And we've learned, just to recap, obviously our judgment is individual based on our situation, our background, etc. No one has the right to look down on Herzl, for example. So talking about Theodor Herzl, grew up in an assimilated family that wanted to cut all ties with Judaism. Remember, he wrote in his diary that we should all be taken to the baptismal font and baptized to Christianity, which at that time he considered to be a more enlightened religion, more advanced than Judaism. Despite his surroundings and upbringing, he dedicated his life to rebuilding the Jewish nation in its ancient homeland. He created an entity that saved the Torah world from despair, and hundreds of thousands of Jews currently keep mitzvot because they're living in the land, which goes back to him. Can't judge him for his background or his assimilated status. How do anyone know that if we'd grown up in the same situation, we would have somehow figured our way to talking about a Jewish homeland and return to the land? So we can't know if God considers him righteous or wicked. We should appreciate his good deeds, denounce the bad ones, but we have no right or ability to pass judgment on anybody. And therefore the question doesn't have an answer. But the question itself is not a valid question. Why would God bring about the redemption through secular or sinners is the word that we use occasionally. And the answer is we don't know who is righteous and who is a sinner. It's not up to us. It's up to Hashem. My friends, have a very, very happy Purim. Bezrat Hashem. We'll continue something different next time. Have a very good day.